Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida, Daf Chaf Dal Amud Bet. Looking at the third Mishnah, and this is the third parak. Pelet Shvir Malei Mai Malei Dam Malei Gnunim or Gvanim and Achusheshet Livlad. So if she has a sack that's filled with water, blood, or pieces of flesh, no concern whatsoever that it's a Vlad. It's absolutely not a Vlad. Mayamru Khan, if it was already formed, Teshev L'Zachal and Kevash, has to machmir and have 14 days of Tumah, but only another 26 days of Tahara. Hapelat Sandal or Shilyan, we'll see what those are. Teshev L'Zachal and Kevash, same thing. Shilyan, by the way, is a placenta. We'll see what his sandal is. Now, Bishtam Adam Mayim Lo Klum, you understand a sack full of blood and water, that's nothing. If it's pieces of flesh, why am I not concerned that it was a vlad that got smashed? So we have three answers. Abaye is the first answer. He says, what do we think? She drank a lot of wine and it was undiluted wine and it mashed the kid inside. It's a little bit strange because, of course, she could have had some sort of an accident or something. Rav Amar Maleitnan, the Mishnah says Malei, and Ve'imi'ita, Michsar Chasar, that it wouldn't be filled with pieces. If that was really a vlad, it got mashed, there would be some empty space. That, of course, is difficult because it's reading Malei in the literal and narrow sense. He says, don't read Ginunim, but rather Gvanim, and Gvanim means different types, and the idea is that it looks like different pieces here. If it was really originally a vlad that got mashed, it would all look like one thing. Okay, Tanu Shaul Orer. We have a couple stories from Abba Shaul, who evidently at one point in his life was an undertaker who was involved in re-entering bodies, probably into ossuaries, and therefore looked at the bones. I looked at the bones, and I saw the following. Evidently, he checked into the family history. If somebody drank undiluted wine, atzvotav srufin, his bones would be burned. Mazug, if he drank wine that was overly diluted, then atzvotav schuyin, then they would be very dried out bones. Karaui, if you drank the right level of dilution, then it would be kind of shiny. If he drank more than he ate, meaning the ratio of drinking to eating was not proper, too much drinking, again his bones would be burned. If the opposite, he had more food than drink per the appropriate ratio, the bones would be dried. If the proper, then his bones would be shiny. Tanya, b'shol omer. So we have another story. I once chased a deer, and I ran into the thigh bone of a mate. I chased the tzvi, the deer, for three parsangs inside this huge thigh bone. I couldn't catch the deer, and the thigh bone was still going on. I had to turn around. I was told that that was the thigh bone of Og Melech HaBashan. Okay, Tanya, Abba Shaul Omer, Kavir Timayiti. Again, another story. Pavachat Niftacham Miarat Tachtai. I was standing there, perhaps in a cemetery, and a cave just opened up underneath me, and I fell. Madugagali Noshel Mate Ad Chotmi. I was standing up to my nose in the pupil of an eye of a mate. Kshachazarti Lachorai Amru Ayn Shel Avshalom Ita. I was told that that was Avshalom's eye. Avshalom, the son of David. Where the tradition comes that he was such a giant, unclear. The connection with the eye seems to be connected to the Gemara and Sota, and the Mishnah and Sota of Avshalom following his eyes. Shema Tomar Abba Shaul na Nashave, that Abba Shaul you might have thought was a midget, and that's why this happened. So there's a whole series of people of which each one, the one afterwards, only reaches his shoulders. And Abba Shaul is higher than all of them. Shaul Aruch Bedoro Have, he was the tallest guy in his generation, Ritav from Magilik Tefo. Ritav from Aruch Bedoro Have, Ritav was the tallest in his generation, Meir Magilik Tefo. Meir Aruch Bedoro Have, Rebbe Magilik Tefo. Rebbe Aruch Bedoro Have, Rebbe Chia Magilik Tefo. Rebbe Chia was Rebbe's Talmud Muvak, only reached his shoulders. Rebbe Chia Aruch Bedoro Have, Rav, his nephew Magilik Tefo. Rav was, of course, Abba Richa. Rav Aruch Bedoro Have, he was the tallest man of his generation, of Rav Yehuda Magilik Tefo, his student Rabbi Yehuda only reached his shoulders. But Aruch Bedoro Have, Ada Daila Magilik Tefo, this fellow Ada Daila only reached his shoulders. Parshativna, which either is a person per Rashi, or maybe it means the wealth of Pumadita, as per Tosfot, Pumadita Kaila Ada Daila Ad Palge, he only reached halfway up to Ada Daila. Kaila Parshativna de Pumadita Ad Chartse. and they could only reach up to part of that level. So that means he was a supremely tall person. Clearly, taking this literally is very difficult. There must be some deeper meaning to it. In any case, Abishol was not a midget, and so for the story of him falling into that pupil is not because the pupil was not huge, but in spite of his height, he went down that far. Okay, Shalom Fei Rabbi, they asked Rabbi the question. Pelech Fir Male Basar Ma'u. If somebody, if a woman has a sack filled with basar, which sounds like our case in the Mishnah, what's the halacha? Amar Lahem Lo Shamati. I don't have a Mesorah. From Rishwam Rabbi Yossi, Kacham Rabbas. From Rishwam Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi's Chaver quoted Rabbi Yossi, who was Rabbi's Rabbi. Male Dam Tmei Anida, Male Basar Tmei Aleida. If the sack is full of blood, she's Nida. If the sack is full of flesh, she is Tmei Aleida. While the Rebbe said back to Rabbi Shmuel, if you told us something new in your father's name, Shmanucha, we'd listen to you. He's the God of our door. But that first statement of his follows a marginalized singular opinion, which is about a sack full of dam being nida. So therefore, the second statement might have just been following Rabbi Yeshua, who was also a marginalized opinion, perhaps, as we'll see. We have a brayta, and we're going to discuss this brayta now quite a bit in the next piece. If she has a sack that's not formed, Rabbi Shua Omer Vlad Chomomim Eino Vlad. Okay, now let's analyze that. The machloket is only if the waters are muddied with the flesh, like mixed up. If the waters are clear, then Divakol Eino Vlad. Everybody agrees it's not a vlad; it's just some flesh. And the machloket is if it's clear. Does that mean the machloket's only if it's clear and if it's mixed up, they all agree it's a vlad? Or perhaps the machloket goes across both circumstances. The answer is, teiku, we do not know. So watch this challenge. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya gave this drasha on the pasuk right after the story with Gan Eden. Says, so simple pshat is that God made leather garments for Adam and Chava. But the way we're reading it midrashically is, he only makes skin for a person after he's been created. So you see, having skin on is what defines you as a vlad. So it doesn't matter if the sack is achur tzalul. So if you agree with Rabbi Shimon Levi that the machloket is betzalul, so how do I start echkra? Then I understand why you need a pasuk to tell me that the or makes it a person. But if you say that it's the machloket is when it's mixed up, and that's when the Rishua said it's a vlad, what do I need a pasuk for? Svar ma'omahu. It's just as far that it's a vlad. El shmamina b'tzalul machloket. The machloket must be b'tzalul shmamina. V'chein Rav Nachman Rav Avuah. Now this v'chein is a little misleading, because not Rav Nachman, it's Rav's answer to him that's going to be the part that we care about, that was going to prove our point. Machloket be'achur v'tzalul divrei akol eino vlad. Eitave Rav Lov Nachman. Rav challenged him, and he said, Elamru siman vlad behemadaka. How do we know when a behemadaka has had a vlad, and therefore the one that comes after it's not a b'chor? Tinuf. And that's blood. Behemadaka being like a sheep. If there's blood from the birth. Begasa, if it's a cow, then shilya. There has to be a placenta. Beisha, if it's a human, shvir v'shilya. Meaning, a placenta and a sack. Ve'ilu shvir v'behema, but a sack alone or a behema, lo patar. Doesn't make the next one not a bechor. Imar pishton etzalu machloket. So if you agree that the machloket is betzalul, which is what Rav is trying to point out, Mishum hachi isha deram bakra, so only in the case of a woman where the pasuk went out of its way, the pasuk that we quoted about kotnot or, so pata ba shapir, so therefore the Torah paters the next child. Behema delo rabbi kra, and behema is not included, lo pata ba shapir, shvir. The shvir is not enough. Aliyamar ba'achur machloket, but if you say the machloket is when it's mixed up together, again, mechte svarahu, maishna isha, maishna behema. Why would there be any difference between an isha and a behema? So that entire analysis now gets challenged because misavrat Rabbi Yeshua mifshat pshitale. Mifshat pshitale. Who says that Rabbi Yeshua is absolutely clear on what the status here is? Rabbi Yeshua asfuki misafkale. He's in doubt. Ve'azo hachalachumra v'hachalachumra. He's machmir in each case. Therefore, gabe isha, in the case of a bechor, D'mamonahi, it's simply an issue of mamon, whether the money of the next child is going to go to the Kohen or not. So, mamon of the kula, we call the first one of what? God behema di surahu, but in the case of a behema, if the next one really is machor, there's an Easter giza mavoda, sofik yisurah lachomer, we go lachomer and say that wasn't a vlad. So in the case of Tuma, also sofik Tuma lachomer, and we say that it is a vlad, and therefore she is, we're machmir to be tame. But, and therefore, by the way, we would say that according to Rabbi, she wouldn't get you may tohar. Umimasafkale, but since what is Rabbi Shua not clear, vakwakamar, he quoted a pasuk. The answer is midrabanu, kravas machtve alma. His position was midrabanan, and the pasuk was simply an asmachta, because the pasuk is not talking about the formation of an embryo. So he turned to Rav and said, "Hi, Rabbi, we have Rebbe who took the position that that ein halachak Rabbi Yeshua. How Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who quoted him favorably. How Rabbi Yoshaya, who limited it to the machloket to achur. How Rabbi Shimon Levi, who made the machloket about salul. Markam on Tzvirle, what's the halacha, Rav? Amarle, ani omer achadze vachadze ina choshesher. I say, whether it's salul or achur, noch shash, exactly like Rabbi. Ushmuel amar achadze vachadze ina choshesher. Which seems to be like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. V'az the Shmuel atame, and Shmuel is being consistent. Chiatu Avdimin, or Avdimin made aliyah, amar me'olam lo dachu shafir ben hardea. They never declared a sack in Nardea to be tahor. Levar me'ahu shfira da'atel to come into Shmuel. There's one case that came before Shmuel. Shmuel, of course, was the rabbi in Nardea, which means she was always seeing these and always declaring them tame. Except for one case, the manach alechut asa'arai put a hair, mihait gis, on one side. Chaz me'agis, and you could see it on the other side. I mean, ita the vlad who lo have zing kulehai. If this really was a vlad, then it wouldn't be so clear, so translucent to see through it. Okay, the next part in the Mishnah said, v'mayam rukam, if it was formed. So about ezu shfir rukam, what's a formed sack? First of all, you see it formed from the head, and two eyes that look like two little fly eyes. And tana rabichia meruchakin zemizah, rabichia adds, they have to be separated. Shnei chot mean two nostrils. Shnei tibim zelzuv, again like two little holes of a fly. Rabbi mukavin zelzav. Rabbi Chia here adds they have to be mukuravin. They have to be next to each other. Piv matuach kachut asara. The mouth is stretched like a hair, meaning horizontally. Ugviatoka adasha. If it's a boy, then his penis is going to be at least the size of a lentil. Ita nikeva. If it's a girl, nidona kitzorale or kav. Then has to be at least the length of a barley corn. We'll see a little bit more about that in a minute. Chituch yadam raglaim ein lo. It doesn't have any distinguished limbs, appendages. Rav first for Kabbalah, and those are the psukim in Eov Yod. Halo kechelev tatichini, you melt me like fat. Chivinatak pieni, and curdle me like cheese. Or barsar tal bisheni, you put skin and flesh on me. Atzalot kidim tzocheni, you surround me with bones and with sinews. And you watch over me. Good. Ve'inbod kino to b'mayim. We don't check this to see if these things are there in water. Shamayim azin v'tordino to, because the water is strong and might melt him or hurt him. Elabod kino to b'shemen. They wash him in oil. Shashemen racham etzach tzacho. It's soft and it shines him up. Ve'inbod kino to b'chamayim. You have to check him out in sunlight. Now, ketzad bod kino to, the brighter continues. Okay, so Bokinoto, what do you mean? Shamino, we already said how to check it. Ella, Bamed Bokinoto, Le Daim Zachar Minikevahu. It's very small. How do you know if this is a boy or a girl? And so the answer is, Abashal Barnash, V'Amrila Abashal Bar Ramash, Omer, so this other Abashal, not our undertaker friend, said, Mevi Kesam Shiroshal Chalak, you bring a stick that has a small stick, that has a flat end, Umananeabo Tomako, you shake it right at that spot. If the stick shakes, which means you got resistance, there's a boy. Then you know it's a girl. He points out that this is only good if you shake from the bottom to the top, because in lengthwise there's not going to be any sort of resistance. But if you do it side to side, then that might be even the side of her own, this little baby's own little vaginal canal that might be the resistance. Okay. If it's a girl, we said like a barley corn stuka, a cut open barley corn, a cracked. Maybe it's the depression between the testes. We can't even see the testes. We're not going to see the depression between the testes.
So
So we have an additional piece about this tiny little merukam, and that is the two thighs are like two silk threads. V'amravamam Allah kishel erev. They have to be like the woof. The arms are smaller, like silk threads. That would be like the warp. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, never judge the child to be a Vlad until it has hair on its head. Since when did Shmuel said, even if it's just a sack of flesh, even salul or achur, he says it's chosheshet. Shmuel explained it to me. You always have to be concerned. But you may tahara le'avin l'ad she'asir. But we don't give her tohar and say she's 100%. And you'll let it until it has hair on its head. The Meir meets Safka le'the Shmuel. You're going to tell me that Shmuel's not sure. He has to have a period in there in which he has to play as a doubt. Vahu shfira da'toy le'kami de'mar Shmuel. There was a case where a shfira came before Shmuel. Amar habar arbayin v'chad yoma. Amazing. He looked at this Vlad and said, this Vlad was conceived 41 days ago. Chashim yoma da'az l'tfila ad yoma hu adah yoma, and they made a calculation that the girl, the wife, had only gone to the mikvah 40 days before. Favi el arbayin yomin. Amar lehu haiva nidabal. And so he said that, Shmuel said, this guy was born with his wife as a nida the night before she went to the mikvah. Kafte va'odi, and Shmuel had him tied down, and he admitted that that was the case. So why is Shmuel have a safek? The answer is Shani Shmuel, the Rav Guvre. Shmuel himself is a real master. He can tell all sorts of things. But as a psak goes, he does have to put in the chshash period. Okay, how about sandal? We're going to end with the sandal. We said we didn't know what it was. Turn around, sandal domel adag shalyam. It's like a fish. Mitchilato vladhu elishinirtsaf. Originally it was a vlad, and then it got mashed. Shmuel yelomer sandal domel lashon shal shor gadol. It looks like an ox tongue. Shmuel Haidu, we have Rabotenu who testified, Sandal Tzarek Tzurat Panim. Has to have a face to be considered a Vlad. If you know Mashmur Halacha, Sandal Tzarek Tzurat Panim, that's the Halacha. We'll see, that's not so clear. Harav Yosef, Amar Yitzchak, Sandal Tzarek Tzurat Panim. Again, cooperation. Filu Me'achorav, even if it's on the backside. Shadam Shatrat Chavirov, Echzir Panav L'achorav. It's like slapping somebody and his face turned around. So the Panim could be on the back, because this Vlad got meshed up. Now, b'mei Rabbi Yana b'ikshu l'tayret ha-sandal shen l'tzurat panim. They wanted to say that a sandal that has no facial features is tahor, not a vlad. Rabbi Yana tiyatim et vladot. Rabbi Yana said, no, it's a vlad. Tamishu l'tayret ha-idu, it's a sandal shen l'tzurat panim. We have the testimony of Rabotenu. So, b'evi b'arbaim Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, saying, me'idu toshu b'nechunya nishtayim mishnah zu. That mishnah, that breita is from Rabbi Nechunya. It's not a consensus, and other people disagree. Rabbi Zeira Zachabra Bebe Bichmata. Bebe was merited having his name mentioned. Da'anavu Havene Yatvin and Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. We are both in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Ki Amra Laha Shmata. When Rabbi Yochanan quoted this. V'kadam Iyu V'alar Zachaba. And Rabbi Bebe spoke up before me, and so he got his name attached to it. Okay, so now the question is, Lama Yizkiru Sandal. Why did they mention a sandal at all? Well, in Sandal Sheni Mo Vlad. A sandal always has a Vlad with it, which means it's like a bad twin, if you will. So why mention it? Because that she's already tamei as a yoledet. So you're right. Yidit yolid on the keva haday. If the other one was in the keva achinami, you're right. She's tamei 14 days anyways. Hachmaskin and yolid zachar bahaday. If she had a zachar born, ma udatei mohelam rabbi yitzchak barami shabbos v'atchila yolid zachar yishabbos v'atchila yolid in the keva. The famous drasha which Rashi quotes at the beginning of Tazria. That if a man is mazria first, and unclear what that may mean. But if a man is Mazria first, then it's a girl. But if the woman is Mazrat first, then it is going to be a boy. And so therefore, if she had a boy with it and a sandal, therefore, Midaha Zachar Nami Zachar, we would assume that the sandal is also a Zachar, and therefore it should only be 7 and 33. Kamash Falan, Emeshtem, Hizra, Vatachad. It's possible that the two, the husband and wife, did Hazra'ah, whatever that is, orgasm, planting seed, whatever, at the same moment, and therefore, Hai Zachar behind the Kiva, and the one that was born was a Zachar, and this other sandal is in the Kiva, which means that she's going to have 14 days of Tuma, and possibly 66 days of Dam Tohar. Of course, in this case, since we don't know, she won't get the 66, but she will have 14 days of Tumah. There's another explanation, which is, if she has the proper birth before Shkia, and then a sandal, right after sunset, she has the sandal, then Monat Chilat Nidal Rishon, she has to start counting Nida from the first one, Utchilat Nidal Acharon, and she has to again count from the second one, so she's going to have it extended by a day. Okay, now a question. We have sandal mentioned in our Mishnah. We have mentioned the Mishnah in Bechorot Perek Chet, and Mishnah in Kretot Perek Aleph. In Bechorot, it's about an animal and a woman giving birth and how it affects the next one as a Bechor. And in Kretot, it's about Korban Yoledet. So now, sandal did non gabe Bechorot l'ma hilchata. Why is it mentioned in Bechorot? After all, you just said a sandal comes with a baby, so there's another baby with it. The answer is l'ba ha'charav. Bechor l'nachala and bechor l'koin, because if the sandal comes first, the one afterwards is a bechor l'nachala, it gets the inheritance, but not bechor l'koin, because it's not the first to put the rechet. Sandal that non gabe kretot, why is it mentioned in kretot? Shim teled vlad derech dofen, if she has a baby, via cesarean section. Sandal derech rechem, but the sandal comes out vaginally, and of course the position of chachamim is that only a vaginal birth has korban yoledet. To my korban a sandal, she still has to bring a korban for the sandal. Rabbi Shimon don't yotzei derech dofen vlad malyahu, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that even a C-section is a proper vlad and has the korban. She brings a korban. Ma'ikal remember, so why mention the sandal? You could say that it's not Rabbi Shimon, but I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Shim Teled Vlad Biyota Goya Sandal Achashin Karal. Let's say she's not Jewish. She has the regular Vlad, and she's in the middle of conversion. She converts, and then has the sandal. Tonight the korban a sandal. She still has to bring a korban because she had a baby as a Jew, or Vlad as a Jew. Okay, I'm Rabbanu Kameh Papa. So Rabbanu presented this whole thing to our Papa, and he said, "Umitam Lahani Shinui, what do you need these answers for? They won't work." When a sandal comes out with a baby, the sandal is enfolded in the baby. They don't come out one after the other. That's what they said to him. Our Papa, he said, Shmamina mikrach karich lei vlad le sandal apalge. That we understand from all of the facts that it mentioned in our Mishnah and in Bechorot and Kretot, that the sandal is tied at the midsection of the vlad. Mashachif lei klapi reshe, and it pushes it up with its head. Gabi Bechorot, in the case of Bechorot, Gon Shiatsu Derech Hashem, they came out head first. Sandal caught him enough, the sandal comes out first. And therefore, the one that comes afterwards is not a Bechor. Gabi Kretot, in the case of Kretot, Shiatsu Derech Magalotem, they came out feet first. The Vlad caught him enough, the Vlad came out first. And the point is that she was a Goya then, and then afterwards Jewish, and so she still brings a Korban. For the Chalifa, Mishmei Derava Amar, Afilu Temet Sum Samin, you don't need for them to come out separately and separate. Epoch Shmaita, and I'll turn the Bechorot and Kretot inside out. Gabi Bechorot Shiatsu Derech Magalotayim. In the case of Bechorot, I'll say they came out feet first. Vlad Deitbe Chayuta, the Vlad that's alive, Sarech Vlanafik, it's holding on, doesn't come out so quick. Sandal Deitbe Chayuta, the sandal's dead, Sarech Vlanafik, just swoops out. Gabi Kretot, in the case of Kretot, Shiatsu Derech Hashem, they came out head first. So therefore, why is the sandal second? And therefore, then she converted. Vlad eat by chiyuta in a nafik reisha aviv leda. The Vlad is a human being. Therefore, the minute its head comes out, it's called born. Sandal de nafik rube. The sandal is dead. Therefore, a rove has to come out for that to be called a birth, and therefore it would happen later. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.